The Farsha Torah indicate that the mitzvahs that we learn about in our parasha aren't just here to tell us about mitzvahs that we are obligated to do, but they are actually here to teach us our attitude towards mitzvahs in general and what mitzvahs are supposed to do and the performance of mitzvahs in shaping who we are. The Torah speaks this week about the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, losing, finding somebody's lost object. And the Pasuk says, V'chein tassel chamoroi, v'chein tassel simlosoi, so should you do to your friend's donkey, clothing, v'chein tassel chol aveda sachich, anything that they may lose, asher toivim mimenu, u'matzoso le'sucha le'salim, you may not act as if you don't see it, you're obligated to return it. Mefarshe HaTorah ask, why does the Pasuk use the words Loi Sucha L'Salim? Shouldn't the Torah have used the word Loi T'Salim? Don't ignore their lost object. So the Sefer Devuvei Chen, quoted in the Sefer V'Shalo Lo Yachzer, points out that there seems to be two different approaches how Chazal look and the Rishonim view mitzvahs, averis, and our performance of them. The Rambam, in the sixth parak of the Shemoneh Parakim, says that there are two levels. There's a person who is a Moishel B'Nafshay. A Moishel B'Nafshay is a person who's able to control himself. He has the urge to do something wrong, and he's able to control himself. A Chassid, he says, is somebody who's reached the level who doesn't have that urge anymore. But there are other Rishonim, and so is indicated in more than one Maimer Chazal, that actually we aren't asked to change and not have a desire to do an Aveira. The Gemara Masechta the Sukkah says, Kol ha'gol m'chaveri yitzrei gol m'menu. If anything, the greater you are, the more of a Yetzirah you still have. The famous Maimer Chazal, Lo Yoimer Odom Yefshir Lel B'Shchatnes. A person should say, I don't want to wear Shatnes. Yefshir Lel Lechel Basa Chazir, I don't want to eat Chazir. Yefshir Lava La Verva, I don't want to have improper relations. Avil Efshir Oma Esav Avishab Shemayim Gozer Olai. Indicating the life is supposed to be a constant struggle where maybe we want to do something which we ought not to do, but we're supposed to come to a level, we're supposed to overcome those urges. So what is the right way? Is it, as the Rambam seems to indicate, to eradicate those desires, or is it to overcome those desires? So he explains that it really depends. If it's the type of a mitzvah, the type of an aveira which makes sense, which are known as the mitzvah sichlius, to respect our parent, to respect our parents, not to murder, chas v'shalom. There, of course, we're supposed to reach a level where we should have absolutely no desire to do only what is the right thing to do. But then there are mitzvahs and aveiras that aren't sichlius, that aren't something that we understand as the way we're supposed to behave, but rather we do them or don't do them because the Torah so tells us, known as the chukim, eating kosher food. When we speak about the mitzvah of our parasha, of Hashavas Aveda, so returning to somebody something that they lost is not just, of course, the right thing to do. And it's not just the right thing to do and the thing that one should understand on their own to do. That's the kind of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah sichlius. And that's why the Torah adds the words, not just loy tis'alim, don't ignore it, but one should achieve a level of loy tucha, loy sucha l'salim, that I can't naturally ignore something that somebody lost, because I've come to the level that when it's a mitzvah sichlius, the Torah is supposed to train us that we should always just naturally want to do what's right. There's another mitzvah in the Torah, in this week's parasha, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKayin, Shalayach to Shalayach HaSa'ayim V'Abonim Tikachlach. If you see a mother hovering over its eggs, you may not just take the eggs. Shalayach to Shalayach HaSa'ayim, you should send away the mother, and then V'Abonim Tikachlach. And if we look in Chazal, Chazal say that in Tzchus of fulfilling this mitzvah, the Chazal teaches us that we have so many different opportunity for reward. Chazal say, "Im ein lechabodim, if somebody unfortunately doesn't have children, and in nois lechabodim, if you fulfill this mitzvah, you will have children." Minayim shene'emar v'sabonim tikach loch. The Chazal teach us, if you fulfill this mitzvah, you will be zoicha to have it ever every. You will be zoicha to have workers that you will also send away in the proper time as delineated in Parashas Mishpatim. And most of all, Chazal and Medrash Tachuna say, Omrev Tamchuma, Im Kayamta Mitzvah Zois, if you fulfill this mitzvah, Atmemas Elio Hanovi Shiyovai, you hasten the appearance of Elio Hanovi Shikosev by Shaluach, that the word Shiluach is referred to by Elio Hanovi, as the Pasuk says, Hinei Shaleich Lechem, as Elio Hanovi, and the question, of course, is why does the mitzvah Shiluach HaKayin bring all this incredible schar? So the Sefer Megid Yosef quotes Rav Zalman Sorotzkin, the Lotzker Rav, who explains that we look at the way a mother bird hovers over the eggs. It's absolutely incredible that a mother should take care of its newborn child is natural. But when a bird hatches an egg, doesn't see yet the baby, doesn't see the baby, just sees eggs. Yet it shows that tremendous level of rachmanis that it can't see its baby, but it's worried about its baby. And that type of behavior, if we continue to emulate that and appreciate seeing the way the mother has such incredible rachmanis and such incredible love on its children, we reciprocate by sending away the mother before we take esabonim tikachla, before we take those eggs, we make sure that the mother doesn't see how its eggs are taken away. What he's showing is that this person who's fulfilling the mitzvah Shiluach HaKayin is showing that he has such an appreciation what of rachmanis. And just like the mother has rachmanis on its eggs, he has rachmanis on the mother. Somebody who has rachmanis will be the one that will have bizoichet to have children that are always the ones that we show most rachmanis to, most love to. Somebody who is able to show this type of rachmanis will be the person that should have an eved ivri, that we know how the Torah is so strict about the way we're supposed to treat an eved ivri. That Chazal, are teaching us, if you are the type of an individual that shows this type of compassion, then you are the one that should have avodim, because you will know how to treat them. And then, of course, if you show rachmanis, on this mother egg, and you learn the lesson of the mother egg, then what that will bring is that will cause that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmanis on us, on Klal Yisrael, and bring Mashiach, bring Eliyahu HaNavi, b'mheira b'yomeinu. As I saw the Sefer Yalkut Yehuda explains, the Sephardim says that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKayin represents the highest level of chesed, of gemilas chasodim. And when one fulfills a mitzvah that represents chesed rachmim, the reward is that he oichel peiros b'olam hazeh, he has reward in this world, v'keren kiyemes loylam haba. And says the Ksav Sofer, that if somebody, that a person who has rachmanis doesn't have an easy life, because every time he sees something that isn't pleasant, it bothers him. What do we do with the mitzvah shluach hakein? What we do with the mitzvah shluach hakein in saying, instead of saying, well, isn't it best just to ignore these feelings and just not be concerned about having rachmanis on other things, of not learning the lesson of the mother bird, of not having rachmanis, because rachmanis could only cause that we should have aggravation. Teaches us the Torah that if instead of taking the attitude that having rachmanis is something that we should avoid, but on the contrary, we take rachmanis, we live a life of rachmanis, our actions are very much influenced by wanting to be kind, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you live a life of caring for others, then I will care for you, both by Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba.